Are you ready to create a life of balance, abundance, and joy? To live from a place of right intention and right alignment in all that you do? Then tune in right now to Living on Purpose with your host, Carolyn Romano. Living on Purpose is about standing in the center of your life so that no matter what's happening around you, you can respond from a place of peace and strength. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways you're meant to serve and grow while staying open to experiencing life fully. Living on Purpose is a time for us to come together to remember our divine selves while we learn and wonder about, weigh and consider, and unpack and repack the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life.
Welcome to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. I'm Carolyn Romano, your host, and I'm delighted to be here with you tonight. You are listening to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network live broadcast at AM 1510 WMEX Boston. To learn more and for a full station schedule that includes our affiliate show times, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Listeners, our topic tonight is Power Place, feeling connected to the Earth Mother. But first, I always like to review a few housekeeping details. This show is also aired on dreamvision7radio.com at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday and Tuesday, as well as on other affiliates. Past shows are downloadable at the Dream Vision 7 archive and on iTunes. I invite you to please like my Facebook page, Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. You can contact me by email at carolyn@blisshealingarts.com. The Dream Vision 7 Network has over 1.2 million listeners in more than 125 countries. We've got lots of great shows and new hosts joining all the time, so I encourage you to have a listen. Happy International Women's Day. Honoring women around the globe, I send out prayers that my fellow women have their light continuing to shine in all that they do. In our last show, Arrow Medicine, Walking Your Truth, we talked about the different ways that living from an authentic place, living from a place of truth, can protect us. So I invite you to have a listen to that show in the archives. But tonight, our topic, as I mentioned, is Power Place, feeling connected to the Earth Mother. So what exactly is a power place when you think about it on the Earth? Generally, it's considered a place where there's a certain alignment of energies that you can actually feel. Sometimes they're referred to as energy vortices, an energy vortex, an opening in the Earth. They're considered often to be sacred sites and holy places. I was at a few of the different power places last September when I got to travel to South Dakota and sit on the land there. And in a couple of weeks, I'll be heading out to Sedona and the Southwest to experience some power places. But what about our own power places, our own places of power? How can we, sort of in our physicality, be our own power places? So that's part of what I want us to explore tonight. That as well as how we get in the way of our own power. So things that I want you to think about that I offer for your consideration, knowing as usual that I do not have all the answers and I'm just trying to figure this stuff out for myself. But, you know, what is power? When do we feel most powerful? When do you feel most powerful in your life? How can we sort of live from an authentic place? Is that what it means to be in our power? How can we stand in the center of our lives so that we can respond from a place of peace and strength no matter what's happening around us? How does the Earth kind of tie in with that, with our being in our physical bodies, in our power? You know, many of us are woefully disconnected from our bodies, right? We're ungrounded, unaware, afraid to even check in to see what's really going on, either because we don't like how we look, we don't like how we feel, we're scared to find out what, you know, might be at the root of some of the symptoms that we experience. And I think the same is true sometimes on an energetic level. I know often when I'm working with clients, I'm doing energy work and I have someone on the table, I'm checking, you know, their energy systems, looking at their chakras, looking at their connection to the earth. And a lot of times I'll find that, you know, the crown chakra, the connection to sort of the above, and spirit is blown wide open. These are lots of folks that are on a spiritual journey of some sort, and yet their connection to the earth is shut down, or, you know, they're almost losing energy from that part of themselves. And I find that to be a curious thing, or I understand it, but it also, it's unfortunate that many of us don't see that connection with the Earth Mother, as being something that's as important as our connection, you know, to the above, to quote-unquote spirit. And that really, when that is lacking, there can be a real imbalance in a person. And so when I work with someone, I will look at those two things and say, okay, how can we reconnect someone to the earth and then balance out so that, you know, the way those connections are working is kind of, you know, equivalent on both ends. Another thing that I see when I'm working with clients is that their entire energy field has kind of shifted up and out. And that can happen when someone's under an incredible amount of stress. It can happen when there's been a trauma, either a recent one or something's happened that's triggered a past trauma, and people feel like they need to kind of energetically take a hike, so they disconnect themselves. So really interesting the way our energy system, maybe our ability to kind of be really in our bodies, is impacted. Power Place is also a card in the Native American Sacred Path cards that I talk about every show. Jamie Sams, who is the creator of those cards, talks about the Power Place card as sort of being this essential way that if we want to be the world's answer, we really need to have a tool for that. And she says that the tool for that is our physicality and our physical bodies. She says, quote, "Remember that being a part of your world's answer is having all of your talents available for filling the needs of the here and now." She goes on to say, "When we seek empowerment, we need a tool to physically carry out our plans and dreams. This tool is the body. The needs of our body are based in earth connection, for they are made of the same elements the Mother Earth contains. To ignore how we are connected to the earth is to ignore the role our bodies play in our quest for wholeness." And then one last thing, and I'll stop quoting my favorite teacher. She says, "To find the guiltless joy of being physical and using body, mind, heart, and spirit in balance is a rare ability. It's a rare ability, but yet this is the true essence of earth connection and empowerment." That's something that I want us to really pause on for a moment. That it's really rare that people can be in guiltless joy around their physicality, right? I don't know if it's sort of a cultural thing, if it's because of some of our religious upbringing or other kinds of values that were kind of stamped on us as we were raised, but it can be really difficult to be in that space of guiltless joy and to use your body, mind, heart, and spirit in balance. That really reminds me of, you know, the medicine wheel and standing in the center of that, right? The medicine wheel signifies the self. It signifies the earth. It signifies our oneness with all. So just things for you to be considering. You know, it's been a hard winter here in the Northeast. There's been a reluctance for many of us to venture out of our homes unless absolutely necessary. there's been this air of struggle, at least that's what I've experienced, because of the cold and the snow. Every other day sometimes there was a new snowstorm coming. And, you know, the increased difficulty just of getting around, moving about, moving our bodies through physical space. Many of my friends talked about kind of being depressed and just having no motivation for anything, just being fed up. It's all many of us talked about. Hopefully we're seeing the end of that. But really this lack of drive, and for many, a disconnect kind of got established from our physical bodies as we were hibernating and isolating ourselves. Many of us, you know, put on some weight, just stopped being active, and just, you know, disconnected in other ways. But, you know, here we are emerging, or at least hoping that we're going to emerge with spring right around the corner. And, you know, if we're thinking about kind of living with the seasons, we've got spring here upon us, time to plant some seeds and help them grow. And so I ask you to think back to the beginning of the year, that time when many of us are creating goals and intentions, New Year's resolutions, all about what we wanted our life to look like. You know, where are we with those? You know, there's always a host of things that we are trying to accomplish in our lives, right? Thinking if we do accomplish them, then we'll be happy, then we'll be satisfied, then we'll feel peace, then we'll feel free. So whether it's, you know, getting a new job, losing weight, exercising, spending more time with our partner or our children or our extended family, although not everybody has that goal, pursuing a long-ignored interest, was that a New Year's resolution? Did you resolve to ask for a raise or finally get started on that book? Did you resolve to move or go back to school or at least take a class? Did you decide you wanted to start dating or start saving for retirement? Were you going to finally clean out the basement or the closets or the garage or whatever? So where are you in that process? And my question for you, my next question for you is, are any of these, you know, goals or resolutions what Coach Samantha Bennett, who I'm just newly discovering, calls shadow goals? This is a really interesting thing to kind of wrap your mind around. What she says a shadow goal is a goal that never sees any movement. She says and writes, quote, "They look like goals, they sound like goals, but when you think about them, they make you glum. Good goals are filled with energy and purpose. They may not always be fun, but they always contain some sense of joy. Shadow goals contain no joy, but rather are burdened with guilt, ill feeling, futility, and even a bit of hopelessness." And what she says is you don't really care about that goal, that shadow goal. You care about what you think accomplishing that goal will actually get you. And a lot of times it's, I'll be happy. I'll be happy if I finally lose weight. I'll be happy if I have a new job. I'll be happy if I don't live in this crummy apartment anymore. So you're chasing the feeling of wanting to feel happy and thinking that those are the ways you get that. You know, I'll be more respected if I have a master's degree. So it's not that you want the master's degree necessarily, but you think that having that is the way, sometimes you think it's the only way to get that thing, that feeling state that you're after. So what she says and what I advocate for too is, can you pursue a goal around the feeling state rather than that shadow goal that never sees any movement? I mean, I can think of several shadow goals I have, you know, where I just don't, you know, I say I'm going to do it. I say it's a value. I say it's a goal really important to me. And yet nothing happens. And, you know, I've got friends who are in that same boat. And so I think it would be valuable for us to take some time to look at that and say, okay, well, what, you know, do I have some of these shadow goals? Am I thinking that I intend to really work towards a goal that I really am not going to work towards? And so then always that feeling state that I'm after is elusive. So rather than figuring out how do I feel happier, how do I feel more peace, how do I feel like my needs are being met? Okay? So can we pursue those? You know, sometimes yes, sometimes no. And when we're in that no space, we often have a lot of excuses for why we can't pursue a goal. You know, what are the excuses that you have? I've got plenty of them. And I actually was going to share some of my own, but then I found a catalog of excuses. And I would venture to say that at one time or another, I have used them all. And these excuses, and I will read them, they're 18, come from Wayne Dyer's book that he published back in 2009 called Excuses Be Gone. So here we go. The catalog of excuses. It will be difficult. It's going to be risky. It will take a long time. There'll be family drama. I don't deserve it. It's not my nature. I can't afford it. No one will help me. It has never happened before. And its corollary, it's always been that way for me. We're about halfway through. I'm not strong enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not strong or smart enough, combining the two. I'm too old or not old enough. The rules won't let me. It's just too big. I don't have the energy. It's my personal family history. I'm too busy. I'm too scared. That's a pretty comprehensive catalog of excuses, if I've ever heard one. And so, you know, what do we do? I mean, on the one hand, I laugh at the fact that we all probably have used these excuses at one time or another. And, you know, we think our issues are, like, just so important and big. And yet, you know, we all have our own version of, you know, having goals and reaching for things and then having excuses for why we're not reaching for things. It's just, I don't know, amusing to me on some level. So what does Wayne Dyer say that, you know, helps us in this quest for, you know, a life without excuses, a life where we can create all that we want? Well, the first thing he says is that you need to see who you want to be as already here, right? So really using your imagination to envision the person you are as if you're already that person, right? So what we've heard, the fake it till you make it kind of idea. But your imagination is incredibly strong. Everything that's ever existed first existed in someone's imagination before it manifested on the physical plane. So this, I back this advice of his. And then he says, imagine your way to a life without excuses. Imagine your way to a life without excuses. And so what he says to do is ask yourself, what would my life look like if I couldn't use these excuses? And so he says, you know, let your imagination run wild. Someone's given you a magic pill or a potion that just eliminates any of those 18 excuses that I read a moment ago. It just eliminates them. They just don't exist. And so what he encourages people to do, I mean, some of us we're so wed to our excuses. Oh, my goodness, it's unbelievable. Well, I've always been this way. Or, oh, my family did this to me when I was 3. And, you know, we're really stuck in those vibrations, right, and can't seem to reach for more. So, you know, you don't have those excuses. I don't have those excuses. What would your life look like? And so he actually boils it down to 3 questions, not just that one. So the first one, what would life look like without that excuse? You know, it's too hard. I'm too busy. I don't have the energy. It's always been that way for me. You know, if those excuses didn't exist, then how would you feel if those excuses didn't exist? And then what alternative thoughts would you have if those excuses didn't exist? And so he really, like, encourages you to identify your excuse and go and put yourself through that exercise of answering those 3 questions. And actually, what I'm thinking is that I'll put those questions up on my Facebook page if you want to refer back to them. So, for example, you may say something like, I'm not strong enough, I'm not smart enough. So how would your life be, you know, what would life look like without that excuse? Well, you would feel, you would be as strong as you need to be. You would consider yourself a creative genius, perhaps, right? How would you feel? Well, you might feel like you could take any risk, right, that you're capable of trying anything. And then what alternative thoughts would you have without that excuse? Well, you know, I'm self-assured, I'm confident, I'm completely satisfied with who I am. Big, big shift, right? Big paradigm shift there. So, in any event, those three questions, what would life look like without that excuse? How would you feel? What alternative thoughts would you have? And I think I'm actually going to make myself go through this exercise just to get honest and real with myself. And so if we do live in this way, committed to a life with no excuse making, think of that, you know, think of the power that you can command again, right? Think of how you're standing in fullness of strength that way, right? It's an incredible way to get out of our own victimhood. Okay, so as we move towards break, that went pretty fast, coming up in our next segment, I'm going to talk about some ways to reinforce some of these new ways of being. And we'll just see where that takes us. So I will let Sean take us to break, and I will talk to y'all in a few. Thanks for tuning in.
Since 2004, Old Dog Haven in Washington State has been providing loving, safe homes for senior dogs ages 8 and up who've been abandoned or are homeless at this time in their lives. Wonderful foster families take these old dogs into their homes, making their golden years happy years. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit olddoghaven.org. Old Dog Haven, providing hope, love, and comfort for senior dogs.
Since 2009, the Frank J. Romano Foundation has been working to honor the public service legacy of its namesake. The Foundation's goals include promoting health and wellness, encouraging education and lifelong learning, and promoting volunteerism and social responsibility. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit fjrfoundation.org. The Frank J. Romano Foundation. Be well, do good, love life.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, J.T. started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Donna Schatz is a licensed acupuncturist located in the Porter Square, Cambridge area of Somerville. With over 25 years of experience, Donna combines massage, acupuncture, and Reiki in her work while focusing on each client's individual needs. Contact Donna at 617-776-3065 or visit www.donnaschatz.com. That's 617-776-3065 or donnaschatz.com.
Living your values, looking for companions on the path? With wisdom, humor, and compassion, artist Sarah Jepson Zitter answers many of the questions we have about living a spiritually grounded life. Check out her stunning graphic novels and designs on cards, mugs, and other cool gifts at gnomestedding.com. That's G-N-O-M-E, stedding.com. Or call Sarah at 978-897-6239 for more information.
Thank you.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Involved in a divorce or custody dispute? Time to finally get your will and health care proxy in place. Need help getting special education services for your child with a disability? For these and other legal issues, the attorneys at Levine Piro Law can help. We provide all our Massachusetts clients with compassionate, affordable, quality legal representation. Contact us for a free consultation at 978-637-2048. That's 978-637-2048. Or visit Levine Piro Law.
Welcome.